Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. Philippians, chapter 4. Let's read verse 3. Philippians 4, 3. The apostle says, "And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life." Now, that the Scripture speaks of a book of life, there can be no doubt. We just read it. The book of life. Now, I don't know whether or not it's a literal book or whether it is referring to God's eternal purpose and will and good pleasure that needs not to be written down in words with a pen. I don't know. But that there is a book of life, a book that sets forth God's eternal purpose, God's eternal will, God's people that He's everlastingly known and loved and chosen in Christ from before the foundation of the world. There is, without a doubt, a book. When John said in Revelation 20, verse 11, he said, "And I saw a great white throne." There can be no doubt there's going to be a day of judgment. "And him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. And there was found no place for them." That means there's no place to hide. "All men will stand before God's judgment." All men. That's what Paul said. We'll all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life." There were some books open and a book. And the Scripture says, "And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works." In that day, I've tried to think and search and look when our Lord said that there will be weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth eternally. There is no fear. There is no anguish that this world has ever known that exceeds the anguish of knowing that a man or a woman is cast out of the sight of God into everlasting punishment, damnation. And to stand in that day and have the books open, and as we said a moment ago, men that hold dear right now, their works, and their will. And in their heart they despise free grace, sovereign grace. They hate the gospel of free grace, Neil. They hate it. And they hold in their very being, I've done this. And in that day, when the books are open, and men are judged according to their works, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now I do know this. I know according to the Scriptures. There's some things that we do know. Like I said, somebody says it's a literal book. The Word is God Himself. And the Word, who is God Himself, who is omniscient, He knows all things, Pat. There's nothing. Nothing has ever occurred to God known unto the Lord are all His works from the beginning. He's never forgotten a thought. He's never forgotten one of man's thoughts. He knows all things. Everything is going to be brought up that day when the books are open and men are judged out of the book of their works. Oh, but for that blessed book and the remembrance of that book, the Lord Jesus Christ chosen in Him in all things under the blood. And when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Your sins and iniquities, I'll remember no more. But for those that must stand before God and answer for themselves, I must have a representative. I must have a substitute. I must have a mediator. I must have one to speak for me who has obeyed God. And that obedience is charged to me. And God Almighty looks at me in Christ and says, well done. I know when the book was written, Revelation 17:8 says, they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. I was told, I mentioned this to you, I was told as I was come up in false religion that whenever someone gave their heart to Jesus, that their name was entered into the book of life. That's not what Scripture says. Scripture says that the book of life was written from the foundation of the world. One time. All the entries were made. One time. Now there is a reference, and as I was reading and studying for this message, I found a reference that I just wanted to share with you. It's a reference in the Old Testament of a book that a man could be removed from. I want you to turn to Exodus 32. Exodus 32. Exodus 32. Verses 31 to 33. Exodus 32. That's just reading verse 30. Exodus 32, verses 30-33. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said to the people, ye have sinned a great sin. And now I will go up unto the Lord. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Now this book that's spoken of right here has reference, and I'm going to prove what I'm about to say, Lord willing. Psalm 69, you can turn there, verses 21 to 28. Psalm 69. The book that we've just mentioned right here, Moses says, people have sinned a great sin, if you forgive them, but if not, blot me out of thy book. Psalm 69, beginning in verse 21, the scripture says, they gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Now, there's no doubt that this is the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them. Let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten. They talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. The book that was just spoken of is a book not of eternal life, but of physical life. The book of the living. Whenever Moses said, these people have sinned, if you forgive them, but if not, let me not live any longer. We know this, that the counsel of the Lord, the eternal purpose, the eternal plan of Almighty God, that shall stand. Isaiah 46:9 says, I am God and there is none else. I'm God and there's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. So therefore, concerning the surety of the salvation of God's elect, the Lord Jesus Christ says this, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. So when Moses said, these people have sinned, David was speaking of a group of people that ridiculed and riled upon the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Lamb. Let them be taken out of thy book. Not the book of life. Didn't have any reference to the book of life. But it refers to the book of the living. Physical living. God's people never perish. God's people put in the book of life, in the book of the life of the Lamb of God, they shall never be taken out of His book. Eternal life. The book of life is the eternal inscription of the names of God's people written in heaven, graven upon the palms of His hands, and upon the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ as our great High Priest, just like representatively. As I told you before, those 12 stones on the breastplate of the High Priest that would go in. Those stones, one on each shoulder, 6 names on each. And He represented those people. He represented those before God. And our Lord Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, our names written upon His heart. I've always known you. I've always loved you. The book of life is the book of God's eternal remembrance. Omniscience. Now those found, those names in the book of life, they have absolutely nothing to glory in except the grace of God. I will be gracious. That's what the Lord told Moses, to whom I'll be gracious. I will show mercy on whom I show mercy. So the totality of this book, all the names written one time before the foundation of the world, and every entry according to God's good pleasure, had absolutely nothing to do with God looking down and seeing who would do this or do that or whatever. I've said, you go back and read Psalm 14:2. God looked. There was none good. Nobody sought God. God Almighty purposed to show mercy. Now this blessed book, this is a great secret. The book of life. This book is one that God is pleased to make known. One that God Almighty is pleased to reveal to those that fear Him. Psalm 25:14, the secret of the Lord. And isn't this a great secret? That there is a book. That this book was written from before the foundation of the world. That men are not entered in time as they exercise their free will. Scripture doesn't bear that out. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, that reverence Him. And He will show them His covenant. We come together every week. And here's what we come for. Let's open up God's Word. And let's hear what God has to say. This is it. What else is there? What else do you want to do? I mean, we're not here for programs and, you know, seminars, banquets, bazaars and stuff. Tell me what God has to say. I'm a dying creature. As it's been said, preaching to dying men, dying women. And soon we shall stand before God. Soon these books are going to be opened. Tell me what God's secret and Holy Spirit revealed to me. Your secret. Lord, speak to me. The glorious secret of the gospel of Christ. God's purpose to show mercy to a remnant. That's what the Scripture says. A remnant according to the election of grace. Reveal to those that God's given a heart to fear Him. He said, I'll put my fear in your heart. I will give you a new heart. I'm going to give you a reverence for me. God's people reverence Him. He's their life. They long to walk after Him. They know in themselves. They know what they are. They know their weakness. But thanks be unto Him. He gives them faith to believe Him. I'll show them my covenant. He'll make them, by the revelation of His Spirit, to know something about the blessing and the privilege. He's going to cause them to know their election of God. They're going to know that. He's going to show them His revealed covenant. Because the gospel comes to them not in word only, but in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. Do you know what the assurance of a believer is? They know this: unless God saves me, I don't have any hope. I'm assured of that. I know I don't have any confidence in my flesh. I don't want to stand before Him based upon the best that I can do. I want to stand before God in the righteousness of Christ. Much assurance. And they're going to bear the marks. Those that are written in the book of life, there's going to be some marks that are born. There's going to be some characteristics of those regenerated by the grace of God. Those that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Those that believe God. That's what it means. And here's the mark of those. They know, those that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, those that God Almighty gives a new heart, those that believe God, those that fear Him, those that reverence Him, they know. And you listen to these few marks here and ask yourself this: do I believe this? They know that they are the Lord's. They know that they belong to Christ, number one, by God's gift to Him, Father's gift to Him. John 17:12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in Thy name, those that Thou gavest me. And I do understand. Our Lord was praying in John 17 concerning His apostles. But there's no difference in the apostles that the Lord was given and all of His sheep. You can go back and read verse 2. Given me power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. He kept those that Thou had given Him, for I kept them. None is lost but the son of perdition, that the Scripture might be fulfilled. Let me ask you this. Do you believe that you're the Lord's by God's gift? Do you believe that God gave you to Christ before the foundation of the world? Do you believe that? Secondly, those that are found written in the book of life are His by purchase. Acts 20:28, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which He hath purchased with His own blood. We're His by purchase. He bought us, paid for us, redeemed us. Thirdly, we're His by conquest. Here's a scripture that we quote often, Psalm 110:3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of Thy power, having all power in heaven and earth. Power that's given to Him as God-man. All power given to Him. Our Lord has by His power conquered His people. He gives them a new heart. He gives them a new mind, a new will. And they come not against their desires. They come willingly, lovingly, thankfully. They want to come. God's people are not doing something that they don't want to do. When they come to Christ, they come by faith. I desire to come to Him. And they come, lastly, by voluntary surrender. John 6. This is it. This is the last part. Really, I could have incorporated verse part 3 and part 4 the same, but John 6:65. 69, he said, therefore, said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him my Father. And from that time many of his disciples came back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye go away all? Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. These that are found written in the book of life, they have nowhere else to go. They come by conquest, and He is their life. To whom shall we go, Lord? You have the word of eternal life. Those that are written in the book of life, they know that the Father is their electing God. They know that the Son is their redeeming God, their surety, their substitute. And they know that the Holy Spirit is the quickening God that has revealed to them in power and grace that they know that they are who they are by the grace of God. Those whose names are written in the book of life fit the character of that which the Scripture sets forth. Robert Hawker said this, Blessed Lord, teach me to know whose I am and to whom I belong, and then I shall be assured that my name is written in the book of life. The Scriptures speak of the book of life. It tells us when it was written. And it sets forth the character of those whose names are found written therein. Those that know Him, they know that salvation is all of grace. Lord, bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake. Amen.